This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. The great Wayne Allen Root has tonight off. I actually think he is in Dallas, Texas, giving a very important speech tonight to a group of very powerful people. So you get me, Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com or LeeElsieRadio at gmail.com. It's a way for you to get a hold of me. Back and forth we go. You can also like my Facebook page, which is Voice of Freedom, up on Facebook, and be part of our daily conversation back and forth. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all of the buttons and making it all go as he does every single day. The most unsung hero in the world of radio is Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. Let's talk about what Putin wants. Let's get into that a little bit, because I find this fascinating. Everybody has an opinion on what's going on in the Ukraine, right? Everybody has something that they think is behind all of this. I mean, some of the stuff is pretty simple, right? If you look at it from just a general scenario, what does Putin want? Well, the easy answer is, you know, Putin wants his Soviet Union back. He wants what once was. Now, whether or not that will ever be again, that remains to be seen. But he wants Ukraine. He desires Ukraine. He would love to have Ukraine under his belt. And it looks like he will. It looks like he certainly will. Even though the folks in Ukraine are fighting, they are putting up a hell of a fight, as a matter of fact. And they're, you know, swinging it out with this big, bad Russian army in the streets, in the outskirts of towns. Again, they're fighting the best fight that they can. You heard about the heroes that died on Snake Island, who basically told Putin and his entire crew to F off. Just a remarkable story. But the fight is going on. But the question is, how far will the fighting go? And when, because it's an eventual when, will Ukraine fall? Because Ukraine's not going to get any help. The United States is not going to come rushing in. United Nations aren't coming rushing in. NATO's not coming in. Nobody's coming in. It's Ukraine against Russia. It's a mismatch of biblical proportions. Now, Ukraine will put a hurt on them. They've already have put a hurt on them to a certain extent. And it will make Putin sore. He'll not really walk away with this unscathed. But in the end, he will have his Ukraine. And what will the reaction be from the rest of us? How will we look upon Russia once Ukraine is under their control? And the other part of this is, how is he going to control it? Is he going to keep occupying forces in there? Is he going to decapitate the government completely? Is he going to kill the president? Is he going to execute him? I mean, he's come out and said that there are war crimes that need to be answered for, and pointing to the president of Ukraine as somebody who is going to feel the sharp edge of his sword. But even bigger than this, even bigger than Ukraine, I mean, is it a legacy that Vladimir Putin is looking to cement? Here's a man who has $70 billion, with a B dollar, $70 billion. And he has said this before, and I've said this before. One of the things that bothers him most, he says, one of the biggest catastrophes in Russian history is the fact that, or geopolitical catastrophes, is the fact that the Soviet Union broke apart and a lot of this land was lost. And that lives with him every day. That nags him every day. And he believes that Russians are Ukrainians. Ukrainians are Russian. So what he's doing, from his point of view, is very different than the way we see it. He's looking to reunite something that was lost. I do believe that to a certain extent. I believe there's some of that there. I think that he looks at the West and says, stay the hell out of here because these are my people. Even though when they actually did cast a vote as to whether or not to pull away from Russia, it was like a 90% vote that they wanted to be their own free nation. But still, Putin looks at it a little bit differently. He's sort of reclaiming land that he feels like is theirs. So when this is all done, part one of this is all done, what will happen next? Because that's what everybody's worried about. If you listen to the news stories, that's what everybody's saying. They're all saying the same thing. What's going to happen next? Nobody's really looking at now. They are, but they're not really looking at now. It's a foregone conclusion Ukraine is going to fall. And they're looking at it, well, what happens after? Is he going to continue on? Is he going to make this Hitler-esque move across Europe? They didn't think so back in the beginnings of World War II. Why would they think he's going to continue to do that now? History, again, is it repeating itself? Or is this a one-time sort of move from Putin? Well, if you look at it as, let's say, a one-time move. If it's a one-time move, he takes this country that he covets and doesn't do anything else. Occupies it, pulls his troop back, does what he needs to do to claim it and keep it. The rest of the world will forget about this, just like they forgot about Crimea. And if he does that, well, Putin will have a win. But it's a small win in the grand scheme of things. So that's looking at it maybe from a short-sighted perspective. If you look at it from a more sinister angle, and you can look at this from a very sinister angle, the question that I've been asking for the better part of 2 weeks since the buildup has begun is, has Putin conspired with China? Have they sat across from each other in some secret meeting? And as Putin said, listen, here's what I'm going to do. When your Olympics are over, I'm going to, again, position my forces to take back a country that's rightfully mine. And when I'm completed with that, or in the midst of the completion of that, you're going to get a chance to go after something you covet, which is Taiwan. And in conjunction, if they've come up with this kind of a sinister plan, how diabolical it would be, and how potentially successful for both countries, if they were working in some kind of concerted effort to bring both of these wants to bear. And if Putin gets his Ukraine and China then goes after Taiwan and we've got an inept dope who is the current resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and can't walk and chew gum at the same time, you've got this option, this opening, this advantage, you know, advantage goes to China, advantage goes to Russia. So what happens in that setting? What happens if that happens? And it's not that impossible. So let's assume, let's really quickly assume, because I'm running out of time here for this break, but let's assume that Putin gets his Ukraine. China goes after Taiwan and panic ensues in the Pacific Rim. And now you've got war on two fronts. And in a carefully calculated plan between China and Russia, and this is not something that's a insane, crazy person's dream. It's right here at our doorstep right now. But if in some kind of a conspiratorial act, an alliance between the two other superpowers other than ourselves, and China decides to go after Taiwan, and Russia, with complete occupation of Ukraine, decides, well, this isn't enough. Let me go a little bit further. Let me go into Poland. Let me go into some of these countries that are protected by NATO. And China causing a stir. And now Russia's got the entire world on their heels. But together they're working in unison. What happens then? What happens if on two fronts you've got two legitimate superpowers? Although China is obviously a more dangerous adversary than Russia. But if that happens, what happens to the delicate balance of peace on the planet? Putin's already made a reference that he might be willing to use tactical nuclear weapons to defend himself. Imagine the combination of Russian resources and the military manpower of China and what that could potentially do to the rest of the planet. And if you factor in the idea that they might be willing to use tactical nuclear weapons to thwart threats in different areas. Now, I know this is worst case scenario, but it's not out of some crazed imagination. It's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. If Putin's ambitions exceed the Ukraine and China's involved, that, ladies and gentlemen, is World War III. Period. End of story. It's not a long line of lists of things to get to that point. It's a short list. China's involved. Putin has ambitions besides Ukraine. That combination. And we're living through what your parents or your parents' parents have lived through. A world war. And if both of the adversaries are prepared to use weapons of mass destruction, I can make an argument that billions of people will die. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I hate to be the bearer of gloom and doom, but gloom and doom is out and about. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Are you taking Viagra?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. If you guys want to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. You want to reach me by email, it's leelcradio@gmail.com. We do have a caller on the line calling from Connecticut. And he is someone who actually spent a lot of time in Ukraine, and he wants to give us a little backstory on him and then talk to us about how he thinks Ukraine is not going to be a pushover. Hayward in Connecticut. Hayward, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing okay, Lee. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Like you said, I've been in Ukraine for a while back when the war had first started, just after the revolution. I got to know a lot of people that fought in that revolution and were going off to fight the war in the East. These people went through unbelievable adversity to break away from Russian sphere of influence, and they're not about to take an invasion lying down. No matter how you feel about which side of this, the nonpartisan fact is these people have a national desire, and they're going to fight for it. A lot of people think that because Russia is so large and Ukraine is so small that it's going to be a pushover. But Ukraine's about the size of Texas, and a lot of people thought that the Soviets would just steamroll Afghanistan, and they ended up leaving in defeat. So it shows that if you don't really understand the people and don't really understand the context, then you might fall for that sort of idea. But this fight has started in a very big way in the past few days. And in a lot of areas, the invasion has stalled despite overwhelming force. And now that they've reached the edge of Kyiv, the citizen militias are really coming into play. I mean, urban warfare in the modern context is very different than it used to be. And we're at a point now where civilians are throwing Molotov cocktails out windows and sniping at Russian soldiers because at last count, they've been given 18,000 rifles to anyone who can present a Ukrainian passport. They've managed to swell their ranks tremendously. And these are people that have chosen to stay in the cities rather than flee. So these are the folks that are really committed to defending their homes. And you can never underestimate the power of someone who is defending their home. That is a type of motivation
right. That
is very hard to it's very hard to overstate how much of a factor that is.
So you being there, real quick, let me just slip in a question. You being there, right before the war, how organized would you say these folks are? I know that militia idea, fighting door to door, apartment to apartment, house to house, sounds really chaotic. But you think there's some organization behind some of this stuff?
Well, absolutely. So for quite a long time, there have been militias that have gone to fight in the east, where the separatists have been trying to take Donetsk and Luhansk. So a lot of these people at this point, 8 years after the war has started, are battle hardened, and a lot of new folks are just really motivated to defend their country. So you have people from all across the ideological spectrum in Ukraine united by this common threat of Russia on their doorstep. And so you have people from even the far left and the far right attacking the same enemy because they are all under what they see as an existential threat. So you see a lot of people nowadays that might have been less apt to join the fight in the east joining in now because you have the whole country under threat. Like Kharkiv was getting heavily bombarded, and that was one of the first places where the invasion hit. Kyiv has been hit quite a bit, and all over the country you have these airstrikes happening. And they're going to have an easier time moving in the rural areas because there's just less fighting happening there. But once you start to reach a city like Kyiv, I mean, think about the Battle of Mosul, for example, the second battle when it was liberated from ISIS. It took months and months and months of door-to-door fighting. And when I think door-to-door, it's literally door-to-door fighting.
Right.
And Mosul has half the population of Kyiv. And the architecture is completely different. We don't have a modern example of what warfare looks like when half of the city is high-rise apartment buildings. Totally different.
Hayward, fascinating stuff, man. I appreciate it. I wish I had a little bit more time, but I do got to run and check in again with us for sure. So at least for our friends out there who are watching television, listen to us here, these headlines that are saying Kyiv could fall by the end of the weekend, it's not necessarily a certainty, correct?
Yeah, I am very doubtful that it would fall by the weekend in any measurable way.
All right, Hayward, I got to jump in. I'm sorry, man. Good stuff. Good call. Great call, as a matter of fact. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as the main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, I think he's giving this big fancy speech in Dallas tonight. So he is off. He'll be back on Monday. Christopher himself is down there in Dallas. I don't know if they're hanging out tonight later on after the show, but he's pushing all the buttons, making it all go from the centralized Dallas location that spits the signal out to the entire country. All of these great USA Radio Network stations across the entire country. And again, I am honored and humbled to get a chance to spend 3 hours with you here on this Friday night / Friday afternoon, depending upon where you are. I am going to make this half hour Connecticut centric, bringing on, first of all, gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski, who ran against Ned Lamont last go around. And Bob is the Republican challenger. Bob, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. We got to start with what's going on over in Ukraine. Give me your sort of overall view.
First things you have to, the first is the people, right? You see people at the border trying to leave the country, and I can only imagine what that's likely. You know, you're in your house, and you got a bomb coming down nearby, and you're packing up your things. You don't know if you're ever going to see your house again, and you're leaving the country. You got to feel really bad for the people that are going through this, and especially a group that has done, nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It just seems it's just unfortunate. And then the second thing, on a global perspective, I mentioned off the air, I was in New York. I had dinner with my daughter in New York last night. I was driving home listening to. I toggle between CNN and Fox to get the right. If I put them both together and divide by two, I've got the right perspective. But, we don't know where this is going. I mean, this could be. You don't want to panic, but when you see China opening up, shipments of grain to offset the sanctions that the U.S. is putting on. And you talk about the surrounding countries, a couple of them which are part of NATO. I mean, this is a scary thing. I mean, this is really scary. You hope it ends soon. It doesn't look like he has the resources, Putin, to have a sustained war. But this is scary stuff.
All right, I know you don't have a lot of time, so I want to jump to what's happening here in the state of Connecticut. So our current governor, Ned Lamont, has been entangled, and his administration has been entangled in a number of different controversies, scandals, if you will. And I thought it'd be a good idea to have you on, because I do think this needs and deserves national attention. Even today, his OPM secretary, Melissa McCaw, is set to leave. We don't know whether she was fired or asked to step down or is doing it on her own. But there are all kinds of different scandals that are plaguing this administration here in this state of Connecticut. Nobody's saying boo about it. You know, there's even a scandal that I wrote a column about a company, Semaphore, that Ned Lamont's wife is a big partner in. They're getting no big contracts. It's one thing after another, Bob.
Well, one of the issues with Connecticut is there's been so much corruption in government, even going back, there's been Republicans, Governor Rowland and in Bridgeport, Connecticut, there's been a ton of corruption.
Right.
The bar is so low in Connecticut right now that this stuff happens and people don't even get excited about it. Excited isn't the right word. They don't get agitated about it. So, for example, step back from this for a minute. You've got the FBI, the feds, doing an investigation of a sitting governor's administration. I don't know why this isn't more national attention. I mean, this is a big deal. It's a sitting governor. Everybody around him is starting to either resign or get or forcefully exited. And no one is really talking about it. And second of all, why isn't the Connecticut legislature starting an investigation? Why aren't we, if this was a Republican governor, if I had beaten Ned Lamont last time, you don't think they'd be doing an investigation of me right now? We got to get to the bottom of this. This is taxpayer money, and this is blatant stuff. This is not like in the fringes. And every week, Lee, we're starting to get more bits and pieces about what's going on. We got to get to the bottom of this. And I just wish there was more national press around it, because that's how you get a focus. Right. It's amazing to me this hasn't been talked about nationally.
Yeah, you got FBI subpoenas. You've got a lot of ancillary things happening here that maybe even the press isn't picking up on. But his chief of staff is now conveniently taking a job someplace else. You've got the OPM secretary now gone. Who's next? And are they being asked to leave? Are they leaving on their own? Are they leaving because it's getting too hot? Are there, you know, rats jumping off a sinking ship? What is the scenario?
Well, you've even gotten, and hopefully nothing's there, and it's a tragic incident, but the person who worked for Diamantis, who was largely responsible for handing out these school contracts, died of a drug overdose in December after he got a subpoena from the FBI. Now, I don't know whether there's anything there, but the investigation is still open as to what the cause of that death was. I mean, this is, you hate to use the phrase Watergate, but this is, you know, stuff's coming out every week. And for the governor, he's away in you know, on a foreign trip to bring that business from Israel for a week, which is fine. We need jobs here in Connecticut. But where's the sense of urgency around this? Where's the national attention? Where's people saying, hey, we want to know what's going on in Connecticut?
All right, Bob, I got to get going. I got to run. But you going to be anywhere where you can shake hands and kiss babies this weekend?
I got a fact weekend, but I have absolutely no idea sitting here right now. Go to our website, though, bobforgovernor.com. The events are up there. All if right. you want to volunteer, it's up there. We'd love to have people involved.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right, we're going to go from Bob Stefanowski, gubernatorial candidate, to congressional candidate here in the state of Connecticut as well. I told you this is going to be all about Connecticut this half hour. Just to give you an idea that in this very blue state, there are some people fighting the fight against crazy liberalism and crazy progressiveness. And Mike France has been a state legislator for a long, long time, and he's turning his attention to a statewide federal office going up against Joe Courtney. And Mike, you know, you've got extensive background. You're a military guy. I just wanted to get your opinion tonight, or sort of your assessment of what's happening here in Ukraine.
I think the biggest thing, biggest takeaway is that it is the breakdown of deterrence. We have relied in a post-Cold War era in our world of deterrence, and the main keeper of deterrence in the world has been the strength of the United States. Clearly, by the actions of Putin invading Ukraine, he no longer sees us as a deterrent force in the world. We see indications of that, certainly last year with the retreat out of Afghanistan, the favorability given to Russia and the decisions on pipelines, stopping the XL pipeline in the United States, and then granting Nord Stream 2 from Russia to Germany. You know, so you see trends that are, and then you listen to the rhetoric of the Biden administration, and it is clear that Putin saw that there was not credible deterrence and took advantage of it. I think the other thing we're seeing, and editorial board of the Wall Street Journal has covered this very well, that these things have a long history. It goes back to the Budapest Agreement, agreed to in the Clinton administration, that Ukraine, when they became independent, the three countries of Russia, Great Britain, and the United States, in return for them turning over their nuclear weapons, that they would provide them with sovereignty and protection. That clearly has broken down. And then you saw an article in the New York Times this morning that indicates that the Biden administration shared intelligence with the Chinese government in the hopes that they would, you know, help in preventing what actually happened here now with the Russians invading Ukraine and taking over parts of that country. And it's clear they misread the rhetoric based on what's reported in the article in the New York Times. And China effectively has sided with Russia and against us, if we didn't see that coming clearly in this administration, which gives further indication that they are not really understanding what is going on in the world.
We're talking this afternoon / evening with congressional candidate here in Connecticut, Mike France. And Mike, just real quick, fast forward a little bit. What's the end game for Putin? And has he teamed up with China? Is this some kind of dual effort that eventually will lead to something catastrophic? I know that's a horrible thing to think about, but how do you see this playing out?
That is a great question. And you know, I'd expect that those that have access to the intelligence that is coming through our government will have a better idea. Clearly, I do not have access to that. I read what's in the paper and infer from that. But at the end of the day, when you look at the actions of our country and our not having a deterrent force, and that is a consequence of a military that is not as strong as it was. You know, when I was military, Navy, I deployed in support of Operation Desert Storm after the invasion of Kuwait. Went back in Operation Southern Watch to the Persian Gulf. And in that time, we had a strength of force that was to be reckoned with and could deploy and project strength in across the world if needed. We don't have that same military force today, and so we rely more on economic sanctions and diplomacy. The challenge with Putin is that we're assuming, based on that he has the same values and the same look on the world as we do, and that's generally what you have when you come, and he does not. And clearly his actions are indicative of that today.
Mike, website real quick.
Yeah, VoteMikeFrance.com. VoteMikeFrance.com is the website. Go there and sign up to volunteer, sign up to invest in the campaign, and find out what's going on.
There he is, congressional candidate Mike France, and I know he's slam busy. He's actually down at CPAC and calling in from there. So, Mike, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, and I'm out of time for right now. But I do have another gentleman on hold. You've actually heard from him in the past. He is a former CIA agent and a former congressman, and he wants to weigh in on Ukraine and Russia, and we'll do that right after the break. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful boy. Beloved skeptic, log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Energy is essential.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be back on Monday. I am focusing on Connecticut this half hour. I don't normally do that. We had a couple of politicos call in earlier during the last break. Bob Stefanowski running for governor and Mike France running for Congress. And right now, joining me, there is nobody that I would put more trust in to break down some world events than former CIA agent, former congressman, currently a colonel in the United States Army. Well, actually, he's retired, but once a colonel, always a colonel. My friend Rob Simmons. Rob, how are you?
Listening to Mike France, and there can't be a better time for somebody like Mike France to be in Washington, D.C. and be in our Congress. For God's sakes, I don't hear anything from the crickets that were elected to represent us down there. Nothing, not a thing at all. And Mike is spot on injury, spot on what he said about what's going on there. This administration has contributed to this dramatically. The Afghanistan retreat, that was Joe Biden's Afghanistan retreat. The border invasion, we are being invaded. And what has President Joe Biden done about that? He's encouraged it. He hasn't tried to stop it. He's encouraged it. Our energy policy screws America and helps Russia. What kind of a message do you have there where he terminates our pipeline but then allows them, or says a few months ago, it's okay for them to do their pipeline into Europe? That as an energy policy, that's insanity. That's suicide. Then he has, I don't know what he was thinking of. He says, well, maybe a minor incursion by Russia would be okay. Is a minor incursion into the United States okay? If Mexico decides they're going to have a minor incursion and take New Mexico after it's New Mexico, and just take New Mexico because it's part of Mexico, is that okay? What is he talking about? It's all rhetoric. It's all BS. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all corn pop talk. And even the Washington Post has an opinion piece today. Quote, the White House's pathetic response to Putin's invasion. That's the Washington Post, folks. Mm. You know, That's not the New York Post, or that's not some the Wall Street Journal. That's the Washington Post. Another one, Desert News, Russia, Ukraine. Did weak response from Biden contribute to the war? Oh, can anyone answer that question? Duh. We've only answered that question on the Voice of Freedom for the last year. Daily Mail, Biden asked for a minor incursion into Ukraine, and now he's got one. Well, he's got more than a minor incursion. If you tell the dictator in Russia that he can have a minor incursion, he's going to invade. I mean, he's not going to parse words with you. New York Times, Putin has a choice of blitzkrieg or minor incursion. Well, basically, Joe Biden gave him a green light,
right,
and he's invaded. This is a predictable and a pathetic situation for the United States of America to be in. And it's so frustrating because we have no leadership in Washington, D.C. We have no leadership in the White House. We have no leadership in the House and Senate. Hey, AOC, how's your Green New Deal going, huh? How's it going now? Wait till Americans are paying $5, $6, and $7, $8 a gallon. And what's the status of Europe right now? NATO. They're sitting on their hands. Oh, well, we can't help Ukraine because, after all, they're not part of NATO. But we can watch. We can deal with the refugees, maybe. This is a pathetic situation for America.
By the time we talk again next week, what do you think is going to happen between now and, let's say, next Friday?
If I was Putin, I would do this. I would offer an olive branch and say, well, you know, maybe we need to talk a little bit. Maybe we need to talk. But meanwhile, I'd be telling my troops, keep going, you morons. You're supposed to have Kiev by now. If you don't have Kiev by the weekend, there are going to be some dead generals. But we're ready to talk. We're ready to talk peace. What nonsense. Who's fooled by this? Joe Biden is an expert on Ukraine. After all, he went over there with a $1 million grant for the Ukrainian government and told them to fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, who'd hired his son, Hunter, for $80,000 a month. So there's just a whole lot of corruption and deception and bad stuff going on when it goes to Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, and what's going on in Ukraine. Bad stuff.
All kinds of bad stuff. Colonel, buddy, thank you. I appreciate it, as always. You're the best. All right, kid.
Have a great day,
thank
Lee.
You. You got it. I always refer to Rob Simmons as a real-life John Wayne because he is all of that and then some. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come back 2 hours in the books, and we've got a little bit of a different hour coming at you for the final hour here of the broadcast. Yes, we will focus in on some serious issues. We'll continue to talk about Ukraine. But in the middle of that, I am going to take a respite. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball. And New York Times 10 times over best-selling author Peter Gallenbach is going to join me just to take your mind off of the chaos of the world. We'll do all that. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh.